T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ben, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Sorry, you guys are a little ahead of schedule today.
Yeah, we are. We're trying to be prompt here. You know, I always start by asking how you're doing. Now I'm going to ask you for real. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Still pretty sore, but I feel better today than I did yesterday. So that's good news. I think I'm getting a little better every day.
No reason to think you won't play Sunday, is there?
No, I don't think so. Not at all.
All right, take us through it, Ben. It looked like you got sacked late in the first half, right, about 4.5 minutes ago, and you kind of stayed on your hands and knees for a while. is that the play when you were hurt?
Yeah, exactly. Guy sacked me and kind of hit the ground. When I hit the ground, I felt a little pain like in my rib area, but you know, it almost felt just like I got the wind knocked out of me. So that's kind of the reason, like you said, I stayed on my hands and knees for a little bit and just kind of getting my breath. And then as I was getting off the field, it just kind of, the pain never went away. So that's exactly the play it happened on.
Now, you finished the half and actually led a scoring drive. I think that's your 8th touchdown on the final drive of a first half. You were still okay to finish the half?
Well, I mean, yeah, you kind of, you know, there's not much time left. You know, you got about probably one more series, right, until you can get in at halftime and get checked out. And, you know, at that point, it's kind of like I told Coach and my guys, like, hey, I'm going to, you know, do what I can to get the ball out quick and let you guys make plays. And I don't think there are any, from what I can remember, any deep throws down the field. Plus, you got adrenaline really kind of kicking in and everything. So, yeah, I was able to finish up that drive and then left just a few seconds or a minute early to go into the locker room at halftime.
All right, what happens at halftime?
Well, at halftime, Doc Bradley and I, we went off a little early, and we went to x-ray because he wanted to get x-rays of my ribs. And so we had to find the x-ray room first in that old stadium. It wasn't easy to do. And then once we got there, we had to wait for the technician to come in. And so we did a few x-rays, and then we went back to our locker room. And by the time we got back to our locker room, the team was already on the field. That's how long it took an x-ray.
All right, about midway through the third quarter, you came out on the field. You and Doc Bradley, we saw you running across. Were you able to go back into the game at that point?
Well, you know, when we were in the locker room at halftime, you know, the x-rays that Doc got were, he couldn't tell anything. The x-ray machine was really old, and so the x-rays were inconclusive. So Doc basically was like, Ben, it could be one of like 3 or 4 things. I'm not sure what it is. And I said, well, can you get me back in the game? And he goes, I can do that. And at that time it was just Doc Bradley, myself, and Kevin Colbert. So Kevin Colbert was communicating with us and kind of telling us what he thought, you know, probably speaking kind of on behalf of the team or whatever you want to say. And so, I got some medicine and by the time I got even dressed, the first, Josh's first series was done and their first series was done before I even got my shoulder pads back on. And, you know, in my opinion, it was, I'm not staying. I have no idea. We still at this time don't know what the injury is, right? We don't know if I can throw, if I can play, can I move, can I protect myself? You know, if I take the field, am I going to make our team worse? You know, we've talked about on this show before, you know, you said, you know, are you going to play? You want to play unless you think you're going to hurt your team, right? You don't want to just go out there just to be out there. So, you know, we had a 4-point lead and worst case scenario, I said, Kevin was actually the one that brought it up. He said, you know, let's take the same approach we did in Cincinnati a few years ago in that playoff game, if you remember, when I hurt my shoulder. No intention in that Cincinnati game of getting back on the field, but wanted to be out there with my guys. And so at this point, we didn't know if I was going to get on the field or not, but I wanted to be out there. And Kevin kind of made the comment, like, you know, let's let our defense hold him. Josh can get this thing done, but, you know, let's get out there. And I said, I agree. So we got back out on the field, and they were in the middle of a drive. We were. And so I was just out there kind of trying to get loose, keep my legs loose, and really just being out there in an emergency situation, or to be there for Josh to help support him and answer questions for him. And you know, that's kind of was the approach we took when we came back. That's the reason we came back onto the field.
Now, Mike said, Tomlin said after the game, you probably could have gone back in a series or so earlier. Was there any talk about that? And then what made the change for you to go in when you did?
Yeah, you know, when I came back on the field, obviously I was talking with Coach Randy, talking with Coach C, and the team kind of said, and I say the team, you know, it's Colbert, it's everybody, was kind of like, you know, let's let this thing play out, because I think it was still the unknown of the injury. I think what they were probably worried about is making it worse, right? Because we didn't know what the injury was. And so if you go on the field and you make it worse, could you be lost for the season? Who really knows? You know, I think it just was the unknown. And so when I told Coach, I said, hey, you know, he asked how I was doing. I said, I'm all right. I'll give you everything I got. And he said, let's wait and see kind of how this thing plays out. And I think that was the decision of the team, because at that time, that drive, Josh, was they were kind of driving. And then I don't remember the exact specific point, but Coach and I were having communications, you know, and I was just trying to stay loose. I threw a couple times and told him that I'll go if you need me to. And then at some point, it was either our last drive or when they had the ball, not on their last drive, but the drive before I went in. I don't remember specifically. I don't remember the exact words, but Coach kind of said, hey, I'm going to put you in, or, you know, let's go after this series, regardless of what happens, you know, regardless if they score or anything. I was going to give it a shot to go back in, because, you know, he just felt like it was time to, you know, to try and give us a spot, whatever it is, you have to ask him. But, I think so. And then they ended up going down and scoring, of course. And it looks like I came in just because they scored, but I think Coach's plan the whole time was for me to come in, the next series anyway.
So did you ever, Ben, get definitive word on the sidelines what the injury was, the result of the x-rays?
No, the x-ray was inconclusive because of the machine. I believe because the machine was old. You know, I have to ask Doc Bradley, but we never knew. And so until yesterday when I went and got an MRI, that's when we got officially the word of what it is. But yeah, we never really knew. But by that time, the medicine was kicking pretty good, and I was like, hey, I told Coach, I'll give you everything I got. So I went in there and just, you know, I tried to give everything I had.
Were you tempted at all before that, especially after Josh had a rough series? He almost fumbled, then had a pick. Were you tempted just to almost lobby hard? I got to go in now. Was that temptation there?
Well, Coach and I were constantly, we were communicating. You know, I mean, there was a lot of communication going on. And I think that he was talking to other coaches. I'm sure he was talking to doctors and trainers. And so there was a lot of communication. I was even going to the linemen and some guys when I was getting ready to go and just telling them, you know, that, hey, guys, I think I'm going to go. You know, you got to give me a little bit more time than, you know, just give me whatever you got. I'm going to need it. Went to the receivers, tight ends, running the skill guys. Said, guys, I don't know what I'm going to have on the velocity on the ball, so if you guys can make some plays for me. That's what, to me, I'm so amazed and blown away that this is getting so much publicity or whatever you want to call it, when I think the talk should be about how well the guys played and gave us a chance to win that football game. I mean, that last drive that we were in, that we went and scored on, not the very last one, but the one before the last play. I mean, those guys gave me lots of time. Guys made plays. I mean, holy cow, Jalen Samuels, A.B., Juju, Switz, Vance. I mean, Jesse James, guys were making plays. I mean, that's what should be talked about, is how awesome their play was on that last drive.
It was amazing, and the hook and ladder was amazing. But the talk is all the talk is all about, there's the franchise quarterback standing there. You know, it's the mystery of the whole thing that everybody's talking about, right?
Yeah, I guess. But I, you know, and this is, you know, obviously I'm not, after the game, I'm not going to speak on injuries or those kind of things. And I understand this is the first time that I'm speaking to the media, and I know Coach is going to speak after me. So hopefully they'll get some clarity on what they want clarity on. But, you know, and hopefully you guys got some clarity from me speaking and telling the truth of what kind of happened even behind the scenes. But, yeah, the talk should be about, I mean, James Washington on that hook and ladder, what a great play he made. I mean, a guy hanging all over him, for him to catch it and still give Juju a pitch, how awesome was that?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that and also the last drive. Now, I don't think the last drive you really threw it too far down the field. Nope. You know, Samuels had the little screen, whatever it was, and really made some nice yards for you. Did you feel comfortable enough throwing the ball at the end there?
Well, enough to do, you know, to kind of get going. Like I said, the medicine was kicking in. You got adrenaline. You're You're out there with your guys. They're giving you time. They're fighting for me, so I want to fight for them. Like I just want to give them everything I have, and so that's why I was out there trying to fight with them. And I'm just proud of the way they protected me. Noah got close to me on that last drive, and I was able to get the ball out quick to those guys who got open quick, and then really they did all the work. I just got to give them the ball, and they made plays for me.
You are listening to the number one Cochran Ben Roethlisberger Show. It's brought to you by number one Cochran, Hartman Company, and Hovis Auto and Truck Supply Company.
Ben, is that a play that you guys practice from time to time? I mean, it was phenomenal the way you pulled it off.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. It's a play that we walk through every week. On Friday, when the offense goes on the field before, like the offense goes out early on Friday, and we kind of walk. The skill guys go out first, and then the linemen come out. We walk through specialty plays, last plays of the half or of a game, and that's one of the plays that we've had for a while. We walk through it, and when we walk through it in practice, it's kind of a big joke. It's not a big shoot. It's funny because I throw it to James. James pitches it to Juju, and then what's supposed to happen is then Juju and the back are like optioning with each other. You know, it's like an option. So he's got one more lateral if we need it. So that, you know, Juju and James, it's always James. You know, they're like 90 yards downfield, like lateraling it back and forth to each other, right? Like being silly on a Friday last play. So, yeah, and then we're on the sideline, and Rain's like, hey, do you want to go with this play? And I'm like, I like it. I think it's a great play. And a coach, I don't remember which way, if it was Coach T or someone else, was like, hey, what, you know, they could be in this coverage. What about this play? And I'm like, no, let's save that for like a second down play if we need it. Like this is a we have a chance on this one. So we stayed with it, and, man, how cool is it? From my perspective, my viewpoint, I thought Juju was going to score. Which would have been even crazier, but it worked to perfection, if you will.
I like what you told James Washington before the play, right? What did you say to him? You may not be as open as you are in practice.
Yeah, well, in practice there's no defense, so he's always wide open, and it's super easy. He runs a 12-yard curl route. I throw him the ball, and he pitches to Juju. And I told him, I said, hey, listen, there's a chance there's going to be someone all over you. There's a chance it could be man and a guy just like, you know, not holding, but you just all over you. You're going to have to find a way to win and catch this ball. It's not going to be as easy as in practice. And sure enough, it's kind of what happened. I mean, it was cover two, but there was a small zone there, and he got into that window, and I threw it to him. And as soon as he caught it, he had a guy on him. It's not like it was clean. I mean, he had to catch and make a play. You know, just making a regular catch would have been a pretty good play in that situation. But to catch and then lateral, it was I told him afterwards, I was proud of him.
Ben, the way the game ended was just unbelievable. And you have a teammate who's having a rough time of it in Chris Boswell. How do you, as a leader of the team, go about sort of talking to him, addressing that? And what do you make of his whole situation?
Yeah, his locker room was next to mine in there, and he was pretty down on himself. And, you know, I never heard anybody say anything negative to him. I never heard anyone yell, you know, make anything like that, which is positive. And I just kind of put my hand on his back and said, hey, keep your head up. We're going to need you at some point. And hopefully he heard the words. You know, I haven't lost confidence in him. I still think every time he lines up, it's going to go in. He needs to have that same confidence, and I hope he does. And you know, I'm not a kicker. I can't talk about, you know, what in the heck is going on. But, you know, if you watch it, to me, it's not like he just flat missed it, right? It's not like he pushed it right or pulled it left or however it works, you know, like he didn't just miss it. Like if you look at the clip, I mean, he took a chunk of turf out. That's kind of hard, you know. I feel like that's not really human error, but once again, I'm not a kicker.
Ben, we talked off after the game, and I think you agree, you guys have dug yourself quite a hole here. You know, from 7-2-1 to 7-5-1 with the schedule you have remaining. I mean, what was said yesterday by the coaches, by you, to your teammates?
Yeah, what a challenge, right? It's crazy that we could be in this situation and go from winning 6 to losing 3, but yet still control our own destiny. You know, we're still at the top of the North, and so we just have to go take care of our business. We've been in situations and seasons when we've needed help, and you know, and that's not fun, you know. And now we actually control it. Now it doesn't get any easier this week, obviously, with who we have this week and next week and the week after that. But you know what? We have to go out there and just play our best football and see what happens.
You have New England coming in here this week, and I know you've called Tom Brady the GOAT. I mean, the greatest of all time. You guys have not had a lot of success against Brady and Belichick here. Although I have to think a lot of you guys feel like you might have won that game last year, the Jesse James play.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because we hear that a lot, right? Like, you guys haven't had a lot of success against Brady and Belichick. Well, who has? You know, not a lot of people have. That's why they won so many championships and they're, you know, pretty good. So, but it's one of those things. It's a new season, new teams. Last year really doesn't matter anymore. We can sit here and say this play rules changed because of that play. That's, you know, those crazy things. But they won the game. So it's a new season, a new year. They're still, Tom's still the best of all time, and Belichick might be too. So what an awesome challenge for us.
Ben, I want to go back to Juju for a minute because he was, it felt like every catch he made the other day was phenomenal. So sort of a combined question about the growth of him and also what teams are doing. They must be doing something to take AB, not out of games, but really clamp down on him.
Yeah, well, let's start with AB. I mean, you know, he's one of the best in the business right now. And so teams are doubling him. You know, they put a corner on him, and they got a safety over top. And they've been doing that for years now. And, you know, a lot of times AB still has huge numbers because, you know, we find ways, I don't want to say force it to him, but we find ways to give him the ball. And now when you have Juju on the other side being singled or a different kind of zone on that side with only one guy on him, we don't have to force it to AB. You know, Juju can make plays, and it's one-on-one. And, listen, I love AB to death, but if they want to keep doubling AB, then we'll just, you know, keep going to other guys, because at some point they're going to have to stop, you know, putting two guys on AB every single play and start respecting the other guy on the other side of the field. And when that happens, AB's just going to, you know, he's going to do what he always does. I mean, if you look at AB's numbers this year, they're down, but yet he's still in the tops in everything. And that just speaks for the type of player he is and the work that he puts in and just how special he is. But you're right. Last week, I know it was a special game for Juju, kind of going home, if you will. From FC and everything, and he was amped up before the game and ready to go, and he played like it. I mean, some of the catches he made were not good throws by me, and he made them look good. And I just thought he had a spectacular football game.
Ben, yeah, we always like when you take us in the huddle or on the sidelines, and both of us last week were remiss. I think you ran over to the sideline, you saw something, you wanted Randy to get a certain package. And I was fascinated early in the second quarter the other day, you guys called a timeout, first and goal at the 2, and there was a lot of conversation going on, and then all of a sudden, you changed the package. I think Grimble and right. AB came off. And McDonald and Rosie Nix came in. Can you just talk about what happened there, what you saw, what Randy was seeing?
You know what? I don't know. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I would love to divulge that, but this is one of those times that I can't because we are going to call – I'll try and say it as politically correct as I – not politically correct, but, you know, it's kind of like one of those things when you guys were asking me about, like, I went and saw a movie, right, and I'm trying to tell you about the movie without giving it away. We were going to call a play that would require a little trickery, kind of, and it wasn't going to work. And so I had to go. That's when we called timeout, and I went over to Randy and said, "Hey, this is not going to work. We need to change it up." And you know, it's a good thing we did because they were ready for it, I think.
Rosie Nix led Ridley into the end zone. Ben, why don't you use that play more often?
Well, it was, you know, they were, I think that they were looking for another, play. But, you know, we knew that going into the game that we were hoping, I should say, that we could run the ball on this team. Obviously, we didn't have much success running the ball in the open grass. And so when you get down there, we had a couple pass play calls, and we changed it to some runs. We wanted to try and pound it in because we kind of knew something about their goal line defense. I think that's why we talk about that on this show a lot, that every team's different. Every defense is different. Every situation is different. You can't treat them all the same. You can't just say, hey, every time you're on the one, you have to do this or you've got to do this. Every team's a little different.
Well, I assume you couldn't run the ball. It looked to me like the field was just horrendous. Was that a part of it?
It wasn't great. You know, and obviously you saw that in Boz's kick. You saw them slipping. We slipped sometimes. Switz, I think, slipped on the first two, either punts or kickoffs. And so it wasn't great. Is that the reason that we couldn't run the ball? I don't know if that's specifically the reason, but I will stick up for Boz a little bit and say that, you know, that, that field was not ideal to kick on.
Ben, as always, we appreciate it. Have a great week of practice. And now I don't know if I have to tell you to get healthy. Are you healthy enough or what? I mean, you said the x-rays. Did they show anything broken?
Well, I got an MRI, and I'll let Coach you know, speak to the injury if he chooses to. But you know, I'll be on the field on Sunday. That's all that matters.
All right, then I'll tell you this. Thank you. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Ben.
And have a great week. Stay healthy, okay?
All right, guys. Have a good one. I'll talk to you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.